Hey everybody, my name's MJ and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine Podcast, where the motto is EDH, community, now and always. Before we get started, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find them on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to give a huge thank you to all the patrons who support my work. Y'all are awesome. Anyways, my name is MJ, and I work here at the MTG in Quarantine podcast, which is a podcast all about the social aspects of the Elder Dragon Highlander or Commander format for Magic the Gathering. I'd like to utilize this opportunity to basically introduce myself, introduce the podcast again, especially if you are a new listener and are listening to this for the very first time as a result of meeting me at the DreamHack Dallas event, which is going to be occurring between June 3rd and June 5th, 2022, at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, Texas. Anyway, so the MTG in Quarantine podcast was started a couple years ago during the very, very beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. I had a lot of extra time on my hands, and I really wanted to be able to utilize my love of Magic the Gathering and really just be able to explain a lot of the things I enjoy about the game in a podcast form for anyone who's interested in listening. So I started the MTG in Quarantine podcast as a way to be able to talk about a lot of the things about Magic the Gathering that I personally enjoy. A lot of the very first episodes were trying to talk about things like chaos cards, things that a lot of people may not necessarily agree on or may think that are not all that great for the game, but that I thought were awesome. And I just wanted to talk for a few minutes about how I thought these cards are awesome, these strategies are awesome, etc., etc. And ultimately, over time, I realized that it would be far more interesting to bring a lot of really cool community members and other content creators onto the podcast to talk about all things Commander. And honestly, that's really where the episodes and the show took off. And I'm really excited now to be a content creator who has a whole bunch of really awesome guests, other creators, like I mentioned, on to talk about all sorts of things about Magic the Gathering, not even just EDH anymore. Had a very interesting episode a few weeks back with ZBex, who you hopefully have also met here at, or you will meet, potentially at DreamHack Dallas as well. And a lot of interesting things about competitive EDH. I've really gotten into that lately. So you may have an opportunity to play some competitive EDH with me at the DreamHack convention. Or some other very interesting things like the artwork. So I had Jeffrey Palmer of the Living 3D Cards MTG Project on a few weeks ago to talk about his work bringing 2D Magic the Gathering art into the 3D realm. I've had episodes about how to foster your own grassroots scene, as well as just a whole lot of really interesting discussions with members of the Commander's Advisory Group, such as Jim LaPage a few months back from the Spike Feeders. I do a whole bunch of new set previews. Obviously, just previewed a few weeks ago the brand new Commander Legends 2 Battle for Baldur's Gate set that is going to be releasing this week here in Dallas, so I'm really excited for that. But also just a whole bunch of really cool episodes with a lot of awesome people. A couple of the main content series I have on this podcast are the Noah Brewer series. This is where I bring awesome members of the community on and ask them how they build their personal EDH decks. They're very interesting because everyone builds their deck a little differently. And I really like being able to pick the guest's brain to really understand how they build and why they build the way they do. You might also see on the Spotify link here especially my Lightning Build series, where I bring guests on to build a Commander blind date style in about 15 minutes. I give them a Commander that they have to then try to build a Commander deck shell around without knowing anything about that Commander previous to hitting record for the episode. So there's a lot of quick snap judgments out there, a lot of trying to build on the fly. It's a really cool series, and I hope you check that out. If you're interested in checking any of these episodes out, you can find all of my content either on the card I may have given you at the DreamHack event, or you can find all of my content over at Linktree, which is linktr.ee/ MTGInQuarantine. And again, that's linktree.com/MTGInQuarantine. And you can find all of my links there if you're interested in checking out the podcast at all beyond this particular episode. And I highly recommend you do. There's definitely content out there for everybody. And I hope you enjoy listening to my podcast and really becoming a part of this community, because honestly, I wouldn't be doing this podcast if it wasn't for the amazing feedback of people like you out there listening to this podcast and really making it what it is. But that's not the only thing I'm going to be doing at DreamHack Dallas. There's a whole bunch of really cool events, so I'm going to quickly dive into those. So it's a 3-day event, obviously. And there's going to be a whole lot of really cool side events beside the main event. Obviously, I'm not going to be playing in the main event. Competitive Magic really isn't necessarily my thing. So I'm really here more for the competitive for the side events here. And anyway, so the schedule is currently up at dreamhack.com/Dallas/activities/tabletop. And looking at Friday, June 3rd, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. 3 o'clock, there's a Two-Headed Giant Commander Legends Battle for Baldur's Gate sealed event that's $40, where you have 12 packs per team. You try to build a Two-Headed Giant sealed pool deck and then be able to play against other players. There's Modern, there's Turbo events in the evening for Standard, Modern. Obviously, those aren't things I'm going to really be playing in, but I'm really excited to see the Commander Legends Battle for Baldur's Gate sealed event, whether you're doing the one at noon for $50 or whether you're doing the Two-Headed Giant one at 3 for Two-Headed Giant. On Saturday, June 4th, that's really where things kick into gear at DreamHack. That's where you can have your Modern 10K open at starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 4th. But again, you're going to have a whole lot of really cool side events the rest of the day. You can play Pioneer at 1 o'clock. What I'm really interested in having is the Chaos Draft, which is $30 and will be taking place at noon on Saturday, where you get to do a draft of 3 random boosters. Chaos Drafts are really fun. And another thing that's going to really be interesting thing here is Boss Monster Commander, which is taking place at 6:30 p.m. in the Commander format. Obviously, Boss Monster is an extremely interesting board game, tabletop game, and I'm really interested in seeing how that translates into a, you know, into a side event. So that'll be really cool. As well as if you have $120 sitting around and you want to play New Capenna, 6 o'clock, they have full box sealed, 36 packs to make a full deck. That's going to be really interesting. Not quite sure how that's going to work out, but again, we're definitely looking forward to seeing what happens. And then Sunday, you're going to have more Battle for Baldur's Gate sealed events at 11 o'clock. There's also going to be a vintage tournament, as well as some other interesting things, such as Full Box Trio Sealed Capenna, as well as the Triple Tap Emperor Commander event at 3 p.m. So if you want to check that out, definitely make sure to be around at 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 5th. But there's obviously going to be a whole bunch of other events. There's going to be Capenna drafts all day, every day, $20. There's going to be 4-person Commander, $10 entry fee, as well as Battle for Baldur's Gate drafts in 4-person formats. So there's going to be a whole lot of really cool events here. And obviously, if you're really interested in playing Commander, there's going to be the Command Zone. And you're definitely going to be able to find me there, because that's going to segue into the last bit that I wanted to talk about. I'm actually going to be cosplaying at DreamHack Dallas 2022. So back in 2021, I decided that when events did eventually return, I wanted to be able to go in costume. I've always wanted to have a costume, but I never quite figured out exactly what I wanted to do. So, you know, come 2021 here, I decided, you know what, I really enjoy the card Tireless Tracker, which came out in the Shadows Over Innistrad set back in 2016. And I really like the costume, I really like the card, and I ultimately built the costume. So DreamHack Dallas will be the first major event where I am wearing that cosplay costume. I've worn it to a couple events before, but none anywhere near this size. So hopefully you, if you're listening to this podcast, you have already met me, you've taken your pictures, etc., etc. But if you haven't, definitely look for me in costume in the Magic the Gathering area at DreamHack Dallas on Friday, June 3rd, as well as Saturday, June 4th. I'll probably be hanging around with a lot of the other cosplayers, such as Zbex, who are going to be hanging out at the convention. Hopefully you'll be able to get some pictures with me, say hi, or maybe even be able to play some magic with me, because I am going to have several of my personal decks in my own Quiver Time Quiver case to play expressly with awesome attendees at DreamHack. I'm really looking forward to getting some games in with y'all, so definitely make sure to drop by, say hi, and try to get a game in with me if you can. It's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to playing EDH. I'm looking forward to playing side events. It's going to be really awesome. I'm looking forward to going in costume, meeting y'all, getting pictures with y'all, and just having a good time at DreamHack Dallas. Anyway, I guess this is the point in the episode where I just say, you know, again, my name's MJ. I've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast, and see you in Dallas. Before I end today's episode, I'd like to give a huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtginquarantine. So big thank you to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Nick S., Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J-Ro, and Geek Beardly for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtginquarantine for more information. And again, my name's MJ, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. See y'all in Dallas, everybody.